بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم لا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين ولا أقل من ذلك. My beloved mothers and fathers, and beloved sisters and brothers, and beloved and honorable youth and children, and beloved and honorable listeners of the Voice of a Cape, I greet you with the universal greetings of love and peace and mercy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has granted us the honor and the privilege to be in the Jumu'ah. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us the greatest honor and the greatest privilege, and that is to be part of the ummah of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, and we bear testimony that no one has got the right to be worshipped except Allah alone. And we also bear testimony that our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the greatest and the final messenger of Allah. Al-Qa'il, the one that said, "Man salla alayya salatan mukhlisan min qalbihi sallallahu alayhi bi ashran." Any person that puts salawat on Rasulullah sincerely from his heart, this one salah, then Allah will put 10 salawat from Allah on you. And if you put 100 salawat on Rasulullah, Allah will put 1,000 salawat, 1,000 mercy of Allah. Maybe, my beloved ones, I'm saying maybe, the ummah has not yet realized what this hadith really means. How do you quantify, or how do you value the mercy from Allah? Can you value it with $100 million or $100 billion? There's no value to it. So please join me in putting salawat on our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin nabi وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى صحبه و... شكرا جزاكم الله خيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الكريم. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this holy hour of Jumu'ah to put salawat and salam and barakah in our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ala ikhwanihi al-anbiya al-mursaleen, and on all the brothers of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of the anbiya al-mursaleen, and all the families and friends. وَأَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ خِتَامِي وَخِتَامَكُمْ وَخِتَامَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And in this holy hour of Jumu'ah, we ask Allah to grant me and your honorable selves and each and every Muslim the most beautiful ending of this world. And may Allah raise us the day of Qiyamah under the banner of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَمَّا بَعْدْ فَيَا إِبَادَ اللَّهِ. After that, O beloved servants of Allah, اتقوا الله ما استطعتم. Fear Allah as much as possible. وأطيعوا, and be obedient to Allah. فما أسعدكم إن أطعتم. For indeed, in the whole world, no one is more happier and no one is more successful than the one that is obedient to Allah and obedient to our beloved Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وعلموا أن الله تعالى يقول في محكم تنزيله. And know well that Allah says in the Holy Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما لكم لا تقاتلون في سبيل الله والمستضعفين من الرجال والنساء والبلدان الذين يقولون ربنا أخرجنا من هذه القرية الظالم أهلها واجعل لنا من لدنك وليا واجعل لنا من لدنك نصيرا صدق الله مولانا العظيم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that we will always open our hearts to listen to the words of Allah. And may Allah increase our love for the Holy Quran, for the words of Allah. And just before I'm going to translate this ayat, I just want to say to my beloved mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers that it's almost the end of another year, the year 1437. 1,437 years ago, our beloved Nabi Muhammad ﷺ made hijrah from Makkah to Medina. Our calendar, the Islamic calendar, is taken from the year of the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So at the age of 53 years old, Rasulullah made hijrah from Makkah to Medina. And at that time, the city of Medina was known as Yathrib. That was the name of the city, Yathrib. And because of the coming of Rasulullah, with the nur of the Quran, and the nur of Islam, and the nur of our beloved Nabi Muhammad ﷺ, the name of the city changed from Yathrib to Al-Madinatul Munawwarah. Medina means a city. So this is Medina, Cape Town, the city of Cape Town. Yathrib changed to Al-Madinatul Munawwara. Munawwara means full of nur. The city of nur. Because of the nur of Allah, the nur of the Quran, and the nur of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we can proudly say that more than 300 years ago, because of the Muslimin coming from Indonesia to Cape Town, Cape Town also became the city of Karam wa Noor. The first letter of Cape Town, the Kaf, is Karam, honor and respect. And the last letter of Cape Town is Noon for Noor. Alhamdulillah, this city, the last, the most southern point of Africa, Allah has granted this city is a city of nur because of the Muslim Ummah. Alhamdulillah. Now, because the Nabi Muhammad ﷺ hijrah, after 13 years being in Makkah, so you must add 1,437 with 13. So we say today, 1,450 years ago, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest, send the greatest malak, Jibreel alayhi salam, with the greatest book ever, the Quran, to the greatest Nabi, our beloved Nabi Muhammad alayhi salam, to deliver to the greatest ummah, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And up till today, since the first revelation of the Quran, the Muslims all over the world are still holding on to the Quran, alhamdulillah. And they are still strong. And they still love Allah. And they still love Rasulullah with all their shortcomings and with all their weaknesses. Alhamdulillah. And Jamaat Muslimin, and this ummah is the strongest and the greatest ummah. Why? Because they are still holding on to the message that Allah has sent each and every Nabi since the time of Nabi Adam until our beloved Nabi Muhammad, each and every prophet. came with La ilaha illallah. No one has got the right to be worshipped except Allah. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق. He, Allah, is the one that has sent Rasulullah بالهدى, with the true guidance, ودين الحق, and the deen of truth, ليظهره على الدين كله, so that it can surpass and rise above all other religions. And this deen of Islam, this deen of Islam is protected by Allah. And this book of Allah is protected by Allah. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. We have revealed the Quran, and we, Allah says, I will protect the Quran. And Allah will protect the deen of Allah. And Allah says in the Quran, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُتَفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They plan and they strategize to extinguish and remove the nur of Allah and the nur of Islam. But Allah says it will never happen. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ. Allah will complete Allah's nur. It is, Jamaat Muslimin, the enemies of Islam have tried, and they're trying up till today, to extinguish and badmouth Islam and the Muslimin. But until today, they haven't succeeded, and they will never succeed. How many times did they try to disgrace and degrade and discredit and smear the name of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? But it had no effect. In fact, it made the Muslim Ummah even more stronger. So after 1450 years, Muslims are still strong. But our lesson for today is, at the end of 1450 years, that the Muslims will be more stronger and powerful if they can only realize the power and greatness that Allah has given them. And if only they realized that Allah has given them, Allah has given us, all of us, 1.6 billion to 2 billion Muslim brothers and sisters all over the world. And if only they realize how important it's for Muslimin to love each and every Muslim and to respect each and every Muslim. Yes, we have our differences. Some of us are on the Shafi madhab, the Hanafi madhab, the Maliki madhab, the Hanbali madhab, and so many differences. But all of us believe in one Allah. And all of us, we believe in one Rasulullah and in one Quran. And today's lesson is that the Muslimin, if only they can realize how important it's for them to unite their hearts. Allahu Akbar. So now we come to the ayah, Jamaat Muslimin. وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And what is wrong with you? Why don't you stand up for justice? Whilst there are men, weak men and women and children crying out for help. And they are saying, رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجَنَا مِنْ هَذِي الْقَرْيَةِ الظَّالِمِ أَهْلُهَا. Oh Allah, take us out of this city where we are oppressed. وَجَعَلَّنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ Waliya, and send to us a person that will oversee our problems and our difficulties. وَجَعَلَّنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا, and send to us a helper. أيها المسلمون, Jamaat Muslimin, the following words are coming from the خطباء. The khutaba means those who deliver khutbah and the ulama from Syria. It's a long khutbah that they've sent to all the ulama of the world, but the time won't allow us. So I've just taken out few of the important things for us. أيها المسلمون أو مسلمس أو ما رأيتم ما يحصل في الحلب في حلب. Muslims, don't you see what is happening in Halab, Aleppo in Syria? How is it possible for you to overlook and close your eyes for what is happening in Aleppo in Syria? As we know, for the last 4 days, Bashar Assad's army with the Russians are killing and murdering innocent people in Aleppo in Syria. They say Jarad Dima'ul Halabiyin, the blood of the people of Aleppo is flowing like the Euphrates River. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil azim. Ala yadi aduwin, at the hands of the enemy, yadda'i as-salam wa muharabat al-irhab, that are claiming that they are doing it in the name of peace and they are fighting terrorism. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Hatta al-atibba, even hatta al-atibba, even the doctors, alladhina yudawuna al-jurha qataluhum, even the doctors in Syria that are responsible to cure the injured, even they are killed. Aina al-umam al-muttahida? This comes now from myself. Where are the United Nations? And I don't like to call them, the UN stands for United Nations. I like to call them United Nothing. They were established to look after all nations and all people. But whenever it comes to Muslimin, nothing is happening. The people in Palestine is suffering for more than 60 years. The people in the Gaza in Palestine are under siege. It is the biggest prison in the world, open prison. And where are the United Nations? The United Nothing? We say Mubarak, congratulations to a football team in Scotland with the name of Celtic. They played another team and the supporters, most of the supporters came with Palestinian flags. You know what happened? The European Football League has fined them 10,000 euros. Allah rebetak. Sis on the European League Football League. But if it had to be the other way around, the supporters had to have the apartheid Israeli flag, it would have been okay. So the question is, where are the United Nothing? The United Nations supposed to be. And then the ulama of Syria says, أَيُّوَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ فِي مَشَارِكِ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبِهَا, O the Muslims in the West and in the East, حُكَامًا وَمَحْكُومِينَ, the rulers and those who are ruled, صِغَارًا وَكِبَارًا, young and small and old, نِسَاءً وَرِجَالًا, women and men, اعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا يَحْصُلُوا الْيَوْمِ فِي تِلْكَ الدَّيَّارِ, please know that what is happening in Syria and in Aleppo of difficulties and pain, yajibu raf'u, it's compulsory on us to stand up to relieve the people of Syria and Aleppo. Wa ya'arun fi jabini kulli muslimin, and the ulama of Syria said it is actually a shame in the face of each and every Muslim that are not doing anything for the people of Aleppo. May Allah grant us from today onwards we're going to stand up. And Allah must guide us what to do best to help the people in Aleppo. We're not going to keep silent. And then the ulama of Syria said, Ya Hukam al-Arab, O the rulers of the Arab countries, Inna lakum mawqifan bayna yadillah, you are going to stand in front of Allah the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Don't forget, the rulers, you rulers, they say, Amaha shahadtum, ماذا يحدث في الحلب? Don't you see what is happening in Aleppo and you do nothing? أَمَا حَرَّقْتُمْ صَرَحَاتَ الْتَفَالِ? Doesn't the cry of the children in Aleppo in Syria move you and do anything to your hearts? And of the things that they are saying, the ulama of Syria, وَاللَّهِ لَتُنْصَرُنَّ سُورِيَ رَحْمَ أَنْفِكَ يَا أَسَدْ. Syria is going to win in spite of your nose, Bashar Assad. Wallahi latunsarunna Syria rahma anfika ya Iran wa ya Russia ya wa ya Khawarij. They say, wallahi, we swear by Allah, Syria is going to be victorious in spite of your nose, Iran. Now why Iran? Because Iran is also involved. Hezbollah is also involved. Some of the people in the world, they don't call them a Hezbollah anymore. They call them Hizb Shaitan, because they are killing the Muslims in Syria. What do they do in Syria? Jamaat Muslimin, the president of the International Union of Muslim Scholars, the Honorable Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi, he has a call upon the Ummah at large, and we are included, and the free world, to call for global anger for the atrocities being committed against the people of Aleppo. He has asked that it happens this Jumu'ah, the 30th of September. This message was sent to all the ulama right around the world. And that under the slogan of hashtag Ighdib li Halab, which means hashtag anger for Halab, we ask everybody, and especially our youth, to use your social media not for jokes, not for haram, but please use your Instagram, your Facebook, your Twitter, and hashtag anger for Halab, for Aleppo. And the poster also reads, coming from Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi, where is the Ummah of Islam with its leaders and scholars and intellectuals and armies with regards to the happenings in Aleppo? And then the poster also reads, when will the Muslims come to the aid of their brothers and sisters in Aleppo? May Allah guide us. This is a time for us to stand up. Whether we need to take a train from Cape Town to Pretoria to go stand in front of the Russian embassy and the Iranian embassy, then we need to do it. May Allah guide us. Ayyuha al-ahibba, istalihu ma Allah. My dear beloved ones, coming back to where we are now, we are almost at the end of this year, 1437. Istalihu ma Allah. Correct your relationship with Allah. Wa'alamu anna Allah ta'ala yaqul. And know well that Allah says in the Holy Quran, Kulli ibadiya alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Before the translation of this ayah, because this is almost the end of the year, we are a day and a half away from the end of 1437. And the year 1437 is either going to be a witness for us, the day of Qiyamah, or against us, the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. So we, at this time of the year, we must make use of the opportunity to make this the turning point in our lives. A lot of people in this world, make use of the end of the year or the beginning of the year to change their lives, to make it the turning point in their lives. For example, the Hujjaj, and I suppose all of them are back, and we make dua that Allah must grant our Hujjaj a hajjan mabruran. The Hujjaj, for example, have made the Hajj the turning point in their lives. And if a person they went for Hajj didn't make the Hajj this turning point in his life, allow me to say, then you've wasted your time. Just imagine you come back from Hajj and Allah's forgiven all your sins. All your sins has been forgiven on the day of Arafah, without any doubt. And you come back and you do haram again. And you come back and you again neglectful of the salah. And you come back, you're speaking now to our sisters and our mothers, and you don't wear properly. You do go without a scarf, you wear tight clothes. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So Jamaatul Muslimin, the key word of today's Jumu'ah is making the end of the year and the beginning of the year the turning point in our lives.
Amen.
So Allah says, كُلِّ عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Say to my slaves, those who have done evil doings and crimes, لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not ever give up hope of the help of Allah and the mercy of Allah. One of our great ulama, Habib Ali Jifri, he says, Allah doesn't say, say to the criminals, say to the criminals, it mustn't give up hope. Allah says, Kulli ibadi, say to my slaves. They are the worst of criminals and wrongdoers, but Allah still calls them, say to my slaves. They mustn't give up hope of the mercy of Allah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah certainly will forgive all your sins. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Jamaatul Muslimin, Allah wants us after every day to reflect on the day that has passed. How did we perform? Allah wants us to contemplate. Allah wants us to ponder. That's why Allah says in the Quran, that is the reason why Allah has created the night and the day, and the night and the day pass. لِيَذَّكَّرُوا, so that people can reflect and think. Now if that is a day that has passed, what about a year that has passed? We need to reflect and ponder, how did we perform this year that has passed? And that's why I'm appealing to your honorable selves and to me also, that we have only a day and a half left of this year. Please fill the following 2 days with a lot of tawbah and istighfar, asking Allah forgiveness, and a lot of tasbih, because Allah is so merciful. The Nabi Muhammad says, innamal a'malu bil khawatim. Allah will judge our deeds of how we ended our lives. So in terms of the year, Allah is going to judge this year because of Allah's greatest, Allah's mercy. Allah is going to judge our this year, 1437, in how we have ended this year. So make a lot of istighfar and ask Allah forgiveness. My beloved ones, yes, there's only a day and a half left for this year. Now just imagine, somehow somebody tells us, you only have a day and a half left of this life. Allahu Akbar. And the fact of the matter is that some of us only have a few days left. Nobody knows how many days we have left, or how many weeks, or how many months, or how many years. Even if you have 5 years or 10 years or 15 years left, is it enough to get the satisfaction of Allah? So we've got a lot to do, Jamaatul Muslimin. This must be the turning point in our lives. وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. And to Allah, your Creator, give yourself completely over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to plan for the next year. Just imagine we're going to the 1438. And we don't even have a plan of how we're going to change our lives. What are we going to do to improve our lives? Our beloved Nabi Muhammad says, if the 2 days, consecutive days of a Muslim are the same, then you are a total loser. Now what about if your 2 years and a few years are the same? There's no change. We are appealing to everybody once again, and we don't give up hope, because our job is just to deliver the message. The result is in the hands of Allah. That is one of the lessons I've learned on Hajj this year. If you work for Allah's deen, don't worry about the results. You just deliver the message. So I just want to deliver the message again to my beloved brothers and sisters, that the caller of Allah is calling you every day, 5 times per day. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. Come to the salah, come to the success. When is it going to be the turning point in your life? That you're going to be every fajr in the masjid. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. You will be protected by Allah. The malaika make dua for you. You are, if you make fajr and isha in the house of Allah, says Rasulullah, not Ibrahim Gabriel's. Ibrahim Gabriel's words you can throw out of the window, but not the words of Rasulullah. Any person that makes isha and fajr in the masjid, by Allah, it is as if you stood whole night in ibadah to Allah. The question is, Jamaatul Muslimin, again and again, when are we going to make the turning point in our life? When Malak al-Maut is going to knock on your door, and then you want to say, Ya Allah, oh please give me more time, Ya Allah, so that I can make sadaqah wa akum min as-salihin, and I want to be of the salihin, I want to make every waqt in the masjid, and it's too late. The question is, again and again, when are you going to make the turning point in your life to decide that I am going to salah every waqt in the masjid? Now, what does this mean? Our time is over. And that is exactly what Malak al-Maut is going to say to you one day. Your time is over. But let us conclude with the words of our beloved Nabi Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. كل بني آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. This hadith is so amazing. This hadith has changed the lives of so many people, because it came from the greatest leader, our beloved Nabi Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, that also never gave up hope for anybody. Yes, other people will tell you, ah, you're already 40 years old and you didn't change. They shall nooit terugkom nie. Astaghfirullah. Even if you're 140 years and you want to return to Allah, Allah will accept you with open arms. Kullu bni Adam khatta'un, says Rasulullah. Each and every child of Nabi Adam makes mistakes and wrongdoings, but the best of them are those who return to Allah. And this hadith, we read in this masjid for 29 years. And for the last 2 years, we are reading also the following hadith that is very, very powerful, because it comes from the most powerful leader, our beloved Nabi Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And in fact, it is a guarantee to the Jannah. Can you imagine? Any one of us and our listeners at home, if you hear that Rasulullah, if it is advertised on the Voice of the Cape that Rasulullah gives a guarantee to the Jannah, then you must hold on to it. Our beloved Nabi Muhammad says, Itmanu li sittan, atman lakum al-jannata. Guarantee for me 6. And I, Rasulullah, on behalf of Allah, guarantee you the Jannah. The first one, Rasulullah says, if you make a promise, carry out your promise. Uzduku idha haddathtum. Guarantee for me the second one, that you will always speak the truth. That will be part of your guarantee to the Jannah. Mothers and fathers, teach your children to be truthful and to be honest. The third one, Rasulullah says, guarantee for me, you're going to carry out your responsibilities. We've got many responsibilities. I always remind myself and my beloved brothers, one of your main responsibilities is to look after your wife, to respect your wife, to honor your wife. And that responsibility, you're going to stand in front of Allah the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. You're not going to get away. Your other responsibilities is to look after your children, to make sure that your children make salah from the age of 7 years old. To give your children the key to the Jannah. The fourth one, Rasulullah says, guarantee for me, you're going to protect your private parts. We thank Allah that we are Muslimin. I can proudly say that many of us, we have never ever put our private parts in a woman that is haram on us. Alhamdulillah. And we make dua for our young children because they are facing many challenges. This is the time and the worst time in the world that sex is the order of the day. Immoral sex. Not only amongst young people, but even amongst married people. May Allah forgive those who have done it. This is the turning point. This is the turning point. If you've done it or you are still busy doing it, this is the turning point in your life to return to Allah. The fifth one, Rasulullah says, guarantee for me, you're going to lower your gaze. You don't look at haram. And once again, in the time that we are living, the shaitan is controlling the world and is controlling the pornography. And so many Muslims are looking at pornography. Allow me to say, sis. You know why I say sis? Don't you have shame to look at pornography in front of Allah? You won't do it when one of the great ulama from Makkah or Egypt come and sit in your lounge. You won't look at pornography because you've got shame for this alim or any other person. But you do it in front of Allah. So guarantee for me, you're going to lower your gaze and don't look at haram. That will be part of your guarantee to the Jannah. And then the Nabi Muhammad said the last one, guarantee for me, you're going to keep your family together. How you keep your family together? You keep your family together by believing and knowing that all your family members of your sisters and brothers and uncles and aunts and whoever, they are human beings like you. So as you are full of mistakes and wrongdoings and shortcomings, they are also full of mistakes and wrongdoings. But if they do something wrong to you, you overlook them and forgive them. How can you be own? How can you for years don't speak to your own brother, your own sister? This is the turning point in our lives. You know what Muslimin? We end off with the words of Allah, the greatest words. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wal tandur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad wattaqullah inna Allah khabirun bima ta'malun. Oh, you believe, fear Allah, and let each and every person, each and every, Allah speaking to you, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah speaking directly to me and directly to you, let each and every one of you look into what you've sent forward for the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. And Allah doesn't say in this ayah, day of Qiyamah, Allah says, ghad, tomorrow. Because that is how near the day of Qiyamah is, when you can just stand in front of Allah. And then Allah says again, wattaqullah, fear Allah. Inna Allah khabirun bima ta'amaloon. For indeed, Allah is well informed and well acquainted with whatever you do. Allah knows you in detail. So what, Muslim? Once again, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that this year is going to be in the favor of each and every Muslim. Amen. And once again, we encourage and motivate everyone, inshallah, to end this year with a lot of tawbah and istighfar and dhikrullah and salawat on our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We just want to announce that our masjid, inshallah, has got the Night of Excellence, our Eat and Treat, on the 29th of October. There are a lot of tickets available. We ask everybody here and the listeners to support the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also we want to announce that our Salatul Layl, Salatul Tasbih, will happen tomorrow night at 3:30, inshallah. It is the best way to end the year and going into the new year. Saturday night will be the last, and then Sunday will be the first, inshallah, if they see the Hilal, the moon, it will be the first of Muharram, inshallah. So everybody is invited to join us for the Salatul Tasbih at 3:30. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammad. والحمد لله رب العالمين.